The young woman appears to abhor you, sir.
It is complicated, dear lady.
And she is your wife?
Oh, yes. I am so relieved to have found her. Oh.
Oh, sir.
Mother spoiled. It's her mother's fault. All her mother. If you, madam, had a husband that loved you as I love her, you would not run off.
Oh.
Exposing yourself to hazards as my dear does. But I will leave you and hope she will be in calmer spirits when I next visit.
Oh, come, sir. Tell me your tale. You speak as a gentleman and look as a gentleman should. Perhaps in telling me, I may be of assistance to you both.
I would not trouble you, madam.
Please, it is no trouble.
It is not the first time, no, indeed. She is jealous, Mrs. Rawlings. May I call you Mrs. Rawlings?
Oh, of course, sir.
No, this is not the first time she has run off.
Oh?
I love her so, Mrs. Rawlings, and know not what can be done. She is prone to fits, to ravings, jealous ravings.
Oh, she was calm before you came. Teary, yes, but not raving.
We were in fine lodgings with a Mrs. Sinclair, a good widow of one Captain Sinclair. And my dear wife took offence at this good woman and her concern for my welfare, seeing how I trembled at my wife's outbursts, and I...
Oh, I can see there is more, sir.
Oh, you have a penetrating eye, Mrs. Rawlings. Oh. But I fear I have laid enough of my woes upon your patience.
Sir, I know too well the trials of young love.
I can see you are a wise woman, Mrs. Rawlings, patient and wise.
Oh, please continue, sir.